So are you ready
for your show?
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola familia, buenas noches. Un domingo más estamos dispuestos a abrir las puertas del Underground Garage y despedir el fin de semana con una sonrisa y las pilas bien cargadas. Yo soy Carlos Medina y hoy tenemos por delante un programa muy interesante. El pasado miércoles, por ejemplo, se celebró el día de San Valentín. No sé cómo te lo montaste o siquiera si lo celebraste, pero en todo caso, Little Steven ha preparado una velada a nuestra medida. Rock and roll, mafia, sí, has oído bien, un poco de historia y, cómo no, la canción más chula de la semana. Soy Carlos Medina, te doy las gracias por acompañarnos un domingo más en esta aventura. Le damos las buenas noches a nuestro guitarrista favorito y lo hacemos con música. Ellos son The Electrical Flag, interpretando una versión del clásico de Howlin' Wolf, Killing Floor. Comienza el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Buenas noches.
I speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of man.
A long time ago. Yes, I should have quit you, baby, a long time ago. You know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the church floor. If I'd have listened to my second mind. Yes, if I had listened my second mind. You know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. A long time ago.
Well, well, what do you know? Here it is, another St. Valentine's Day. Now, what comes immediately to mind are two thoughts. Falling in love and the murderous slaughter of a bunch of guys in Chicago. What strikes me is how similar the two things are. Sure, we've all fallen for a dame or two, and what did it get us? A few laughs, a memory or two, and a couple of nights out of the cold and rain. Love? Yeah, sure, as long as you're buying. But don't ever show your cards. Once you do that, you're playing their game. You like games, you say. Well, the only problem in this game is the rules never stop changing. Offer them the world, they laugh in your face. Communicate total callous disregard and the dance begins. All you can do is enjoy the good times when you stumble into them. But don't plan for them, or look for them, or even hope for them. They'll happen when you least expect it. Just keep your eyes clear and your gun loaded, and it'll happen. But no matter how prepared you might be, or how much you tell yourself you don't care, the fact is you do. You get in, and you can't get out. Sooner or later, you're gonna end up with your hands against the brick wall, your back turned, and your last thought being, how did I get here? I don't deserve this. Or do I? As the bullets rip into your flesh and blow a thousand holes through your heart. Welcome to the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Love songs, nothing but love songs.
We'll be right back. anything special you want to tell me, kid?
Yes, sir. It's all set for this Thursday, Mr. Capone. In the morning, around 10:30. We got a nice Valentine all ready to deliver.
Valentine? Hey, that's right. This Thursday's Valentine's Day. Ain't that a odd one? A Valentine for a bug. Say, Jack, just make sure it's a great big red Valentine, huh?
This is Ken Chiodini from the Hate Bombs, laying a St. Valentine's Day massacre on you, courtesy of Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Chairman of Wild Bull, but you're the wildest game that ever. Being young is all it's cracked up to be. We dream of youth. We remember it as a time of nightingales and valentines. And what are the facts? Maladjustment, near idiocy, and a series of low comedy disasters. That's what youth is. I don't see how anyone survives it.
Tell Mom and Dad that little boy Jimmy was engaged in sexual activity just before he died. And according to the medical examiner, he had enough alcohol in his blood to marinate him. And his last romance? According to the gouges on his face, you wouldn't call it Jack and Jill went up the hill, would you?
Explain yourself to me, because I'm your man and wife trying to start a family. I'm begging you, baby, cut out that off-the-wall jive. If you can't treat me no better, it got to be your funeral and my tribe. When I and your wife got together, it was on one Friday night. We spent 2 lovely hours together, and the world knew it was all right. I I'm just begging you, babe. Please cut out that off-the-wall jive. You know you got to treat me better. If you don't, it's got to be your funeral and my tribe. All right. The Lord made the world and everything was in it. The way my baby love is a solid sinner. She can love to heal the sick, and she can love to raise the dead. You might think I'm joking, but you better believe what I say. I'm begging you, baby, cut out that off-the-wall jive. If you got to treat me better, got to be your funeral, my tribe.
Welcome to the Underground Garage. We started our St. Valentine's Day Massacre with Howlin' Wolf's Killin' Floor, as interpreted by the Electric Flag. From their super cool debut, A Long Time Coming, Mike Bloomfield, Harvey Brooks, Nick Gravenites, Barry Goldberg, Buddy Miles, and the gang. Our first set started with Murder Incorporated, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, released as a bonus track on the Greatest Hits Collection, Columbia 1995. One Hit to the Body was one of the very cool recent Rolling Stones cuts. Anything after Exile on Main Street is recent. The album was Dirty Work. Contemporary Garage from the legendary Hate Bombs, Hunt You Down, from the album of the same name, 1999. Get it from DionysusRecords.com. Australian Garage Punk from Radio Birdman, Murder City Nights from Radio's Appear on Sire, 1978. Written by Dennis Tech, produced by John Sayers and Charles Fisher, and Alec Ford Miller, but you can call him Sonny Boy Williamson. Your Funeral, My Trial. That's as close as Sonny Boy came to a love song. The celebration of St. Valentine's Day. Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar. Very important cat. Probably the last direct connection to Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson lived with his mother for a while. That's why they started calling him Robert Jr. You'll see it incorrectly, Robert Lockwood Jr. But the proper use is Robert Jr. Lockwood. It's St. Valentine's Day, baby. Love songs, nothing but love songs.
Sigues en Rock FM y esto es el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Recordamos el día de San Valentín de una forma, bueno, un tanto distinta. Y lo digo porque lo haremos recordando una historia tristemente famosa que tenía a la mafia de Chicago y el día de San Valentín como elementos fundamentales. Pero antes, seamos políticamente correctos, aunque sea por un ratito. ¿Sabes por qué se celebra el día de San Valentín? Pues bien, hay muchas teorías al respecto, pero esta noche nos quedaremos con la que más le gusta al guitarrista de Springsteen. Una propuesta es que San Valentín fue un sacerdote que ejercía en Roma en época de Claudio II. Este emperador decidió prohibir el matrimonio para los soldados, pues pensaba que lucharían mejor los jóvenes solteros que no tuviesen ataduras familiares. San Valentín no parecía estar de acuerdo con este decreto y decidió casar a los soldados que quisieran, en secreto, claro está. En estas que el emperador Claudio se enteró, desesperó y decidió encerrar a San Valentín. Se cuenta que el oficial encargado de encarcelarle, de nombre Asterius, quiso ridiculizarle en público, de modo que le animó a que devolviese la vista a una hija suya que había nacido invidente. Valentín aceptó y le devolvió la vista. A pesar de ello, permaneció preso y finalmente fue martirizado y ejecutado en el año 270. Fue un 14 de febrero y desde aquel día fue considerado como el patrón de los enamorados. Dale, Little.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage Day Massacre. So I know what you're wondering. Who was that Valentine cat? And did he have a piece of the greeting card action or what? Well, there's a bit of confusion since three different martyred saints named Valentine are recognized by the Catholic Church. But here's the story we like. Valentine was a 3rd century priest serving under Emperor Claudius II. And Claudius decided single men made better soldiers, so he outlawed marriage for anybody under 25. And here's Claudius doing everybody a favor, and how do they thank him? Valentine starts sneaking around and secretly marrying the idiots. But of course he gets busted, and while he's in prison, he falls in love with the jailer's daughter. A saucy, naughty girl, no doubt. Right before he's beheaded, which definitely cured the whole love thing, he writes her a passionate love letter and signs it, "From Your Valentine." Ah, that was it. A million cornball greeting cards were born. Now, since he was whacked in the middle of February, 270 AD or so, the Catholic Church, never want to miss an opportunity, decide to do what they always did. Co-opt a pagan holiday and make it their own. In this case, it was Lupercalia, the festival of fertility run by the Luperci, the Brotherhood of the Wolf. Somewhere in the deepest part of the woods, young men would be smeared in sacrificial blood and whip the young girls with goatskin straps to ensure their fertility in the coming year. Then in 494 AD, Bishop Gelasius, soon to be Pope, replaces Lupercalia with the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin, Candlemas. There they go again, like usual, ruining all the fun.
What you trying to do to my heart? What you trying to do to my heart? We'll be right back.
Aren't you going, Barbara?
No, Uncle Mac. A new man has come into my life, and I'm going to stay here in New York to see what it is about him that intrigues me so.
Oh, what's he like?
Oh, he's big and strong, and he's the kind of a man that tells women what to do and makes them like it. In fact, he told me that if I didn't behave, he'd paddle my canoe, and he'll do it.
Stays quiet. I got more shopping to do.
I finished.
What'd you get, Ann?
Stationery set, some paper and envelopes, leather binding.
Joe, you'll never learn.
Well, what's the matter?
No woman wants a stationery set. Get her something personal.
Well, it's got her initials on it.
No, no. You want something more sentimental, romantic.
What'd you get, Faye?
It's different in her case.
What'd you get, Faye?
Sewing machine.
That's romantic.
Well, there's no way.
Why don't you buy her a catcher's mitt?
Like Hi, this is Darlene Love, and you're with Lil Steven in the Underground Garage. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Now that's my second favorite holiday, after Christmas, of course.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, but it didn't hurt me. He couldn't stand to hear me say that I'd been with someone new. And when I told him I had been untrue,
we'll be right back.
We started that set with the Rascals and You Better Run, written by Felix and Eddie. And it don't get no cooler than them. Lipstick on Your Collar was the Saints. And their first album, not sure it was on there when it first came out, but I think it's a bonus track now, from 1976, 77, somewhere in there. Like Him, The Dirty Truckers, written by Tom Baker, produced by David Minahan. Get it from rumbarrecords.com. And the Crystals, at their most politically incorrect, He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. Lord have mercy. Jerry Geffen and Carole King, obviously smoking something, and I believe that's Darlene Love singing the vocal. Gotta remember to ask her about that. And Lou Reed with his most famous love song, Vicious, the Transformer album produced by David Bowie and Mick Ronson, 1972. It's the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, celebrating love, the most violent of emotions.
Esto es Little Steven's Underground Garage. Volvemos en un segundo en Rock FM.
Hola, soy Alex Clavero, el francotirarrock. Como cada mañana en El Pirata y su Banda, he vuelto a criticar un ratillo, que es lo más bonito que hay.
He querido traer yo una serie de inventos españoles, algunos que no salieron muy bien parados. El submarino lo inventó un español también, pero ya sabéis cómo es España. Inventó el submarino y dijeron, quita, 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 esto no vale para nada. Le dijo el capitán, ¿dónde están las velas? ¿Esto para qué vale? Para estrategias, para investigación. Le dijo el capitán, ¿y dónde están las velas? El futbolín es un invento español. Fue un herido en la guerra civil, entonces le ingresaron a un hospital que estaba lleno de niños y dijo, me parece un poco pronto para la PlayStation. Dijo, pues no es realista el futbolín. ¿Tú has visto a Cristiano Ronaldo antes de tirar una falta? No le vejes igual. Pone la oreja al muñeco al fulín y suena. Es igual.
Mañana, a las 9:10, estoy de vuelta.
Cada mañana de 6 a 10, Rock y diversión en Rock FM con El Pirata y su Banda. Somos Rock FM.
Siéntate en tu butaca. Ponte cómodo. Y prepárate para disfrutar del espectáculo que siempre quisiste ver. Rock FM presenta History of Rock. Una superproducción musical que te lleva a recorrer la historia del rock a través de sus himnos. Con una banda internacional de músicos y voces de primera línea, interpretando tus canciones favoritas de cada era. History of Rock llega al Teatro Calderón de Madrid a partir de abril. ¿Estás preparado para hacer historia? Entradas a la venta en rockfm.fm.
Esta noche estamos recordando el día de San Valentín, que tuvo lugar el pasado miércoles, pero a la manera de Little Steven. Era apropiado recordar un posible origen de esta festividad contando la historia de San Valentín, pero una vez hechas las presentaciones pasamos a interpretarlo a la manera del Underground Garage. Y para ello toca remontarse al 14 de febrero de 1929, más concretamente a la ciudad de Chicago. Aquellos fueron momentos especialmente violentos entre las diferentes familias mafiosas que operaban entonces. La ley seca era una realidad y esto dio pie a encarnizadas luchas por el control de la distribución ilegal de alcohol. En este escenario nos encontramos con dos familias cuyos líderes eran Bugs Moran por un lado y Al Capone por el otro. Aquel 14 de febrero de 1929, a las 10:30 de la mañana aproximadamente, un grupo de hombres liderados por Moran llegaron a un almacén para recoger un cargamento de alcohol. Al parecer fueron sorprendidos por la policía, que llegaron acompañados de un coche sin identificación visible. Esta situación hizo sospechar a los hombres de Moran, pues estos habían sobornado a la policía para operar libremente en aquel sitio. Aún así, siguieron las indicaciones de los agentes y se situaron de frente a la pared. Allí mismo fueron acribillados a balazos por los gángsters disfrazados de policías y por las personas que les acompañaban. 5 ejecutores en total que perpetraron lo que se vino a conocer como la masacre del día de San Valentín. Así se las gasta Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
The SMC Cartage Company was at 2122 North Clark Street in Chicago. George Bugs Moran was expecting a shipment of smuggled Canadian whiskey from Detroit. In the warehouse that day were Johnny May, an ex-safecracker who had been hired as an auto mechanic and who kept his dog tied to the bumper of the truck he was working on that St. Valentine's Day, 1929. Frank and Pete Guzenberg were waiting for the shipment, as was James Clark, Moran's brother-in-law, Adam Heyer, Al Weinschenk, and a young optometrist named Reinhard Schwimmer, who had befriended Moran and just liked hanging around gangsters. But Bugs was late that day. He came around the corner and saw three cops and two plain clothes get out of a cop car and move into the warehouse. He assumed it was a shakedown, but as he took cover, he heard the machine gun. The cops were Al Capone's boys, led by Machine Gun McGurn. They lined the Moran gang up against the wall and blasted away. It would be the beginning of the end of the Capone era, even though he was in Miami when it went down. Everybody knew it was him. The public's love affair with what they'd seen as a colorful, cartoon-like character ended that day. Like the Lexington Hotel, where Capone kept the fifth-floor suite, the warehouse was torn down and is now a fenced-in area with 5 trees, the middle one marking the spot where they bought it. An entrepreneur bought the 417 bricks, bullet holes and all, and started selling them for $1,000 each. But everyone who bought one returned it. Every buyer was suddenly struck with extremely bad luck. Illness, financial ruin, divorce, and death. Passers-by still hear strange sounds as they walk past the 5 trees late at night. Distant screams, the hollow sound of machine gun fire, and the echoed howling of Johnny May's dog. We'll be right back.
broke my heart, but I love it, just sing now. Hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name now. Hush, hush, I need her loving and I'm not to blame now. I got early in the morning, I got late in the evening. Oh, well, I want and need it. Oh, I gotta get heavy. She got loving like quicksand. Only it took one touch of her hand.
Want to pick up a little money tonight at the University of Illinois they're having, you should pardon the expression, of St. Valentine's dance.
We'll take it.
You got it. $6 a man. Be on the campus at Urbana at 8 o'clock.
All the way to Urbana for a one-night stand?
It's $12. We can get one of the overcoats at a hop.
Shut up.
Tommy Capone, where did you ever get the guts to come back to this town?
What are you talking about? This is my town, remember? I belong here. I ain't done nothing wrong.
You've done everything, from assault and battery to murder. Oh, officer, on my honor, I never murdered anybody. Uh-huh. What about Mac Keeley? What about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
What about it? I was in Florida the whole time.
Sure, Mac Keeley was your buddy. Moran's gang were all your friends. You were miles away, a dozen witnesses. Only now you don't bother to use some punks from a local pool hall. No, you surround yourself with fine, upright citizens. But you set everything up, Al. You set it up and your torpedoes pull the triggers.
Funny crack I can think of would have to come from her.
Yeah? What's that? If she said yes.
Killed. I want to.
We started that set with the howling of Johnny May's dog, a sound which reportedly can still be heard late at night at the site of the massacre. Hush, Deep Purple's coolest record. Richie Blackmore at his absolute best, playing that very fuzzy, cool guitar. John Lord at his best, playing that B3. This record originally released, I believe, on the Tetragram label in the U.S. Whose label was that? That's right, Bill Cosby. For Real, Prima Donna's new one. The album is ST. Get it on Wicked Cool Records. Eric Palmquist producing. Transvision Vamp's love song for Bugs Moran. Bad Valentine, written by Nikki Sayre and produced by Duncan Bridgman. Former coolest song of the world, I Want to Destroy You for the Soft Boys, re-released on this very cool collection, Children of Nuggets. They did a terrific job on this stuff. The packaging is amazing and quite definitive in their choices of who to include. And one of Burt Burns' many classics, Killer Joe by the Rockefellers. Five Filipino brothers somehow found their way to Burt Burns. Lucky them. We're going to reload and be back.
Un domingo más detenemos la maquinaria del Underground Garage para disfrutar tranquilamente de un clásico del show. Vamos a descubrir la canción que más le ha llamado la atención a Little Steven estos últimos días. Descubrimos juntos la canción más chula de la semana. Esta noche recibimos a Spider 45, un cuarteto de Cleveland que nos presenta la canción Gonna Find a Cave. Dale, Stevie.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world. I know Kid Leo would agree. Cleveland, Ohio. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, 45 Spider.
If I want, I can pull you by your hair. Weep, 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 weep. I want adventure. I want romance.
Ned, there's no such thing as adventure. There's no such thing as romance. There's only trouble and desire.
Trouble and desire?
That's right. And the funny thing is, when you desire something, you immediately get in trouble. And when you're in trouble, you don't desire anything at all.
Light. out go the light.
Sweet pity. Where would my love life have been without it?
What do you say to a boy to let him know you're not interested?
Well, honey,
let me handle this, Marge. I've heard them all. I like you as a friend. I think we should see other people. I know speak English.
I get the idea.
I'm married to the sea. I don't want to kill you, but I will.
Honey, I tell this boy that you're very flattered, but you're just not ready for this kind of thing.
Thanks, Mom.
And if that doesn't work, six simple words. I'm not gay, but I'll learn.
city where the debris beats the sea. It's a playground for the rich, but it's a loaded gun to me. Well, I'm sick of keeping quiet, and I am the wild boys. I'm sick of keeping quiet, and I am the wild boys. And if I have to die here, first I'm gonna make some noise.
Give it up, time to boy lose. Give it up, time to boy lose. Give it up, time to boy lose.
Turn that boy loose. Yeah, the scene is a fascination. Man, and everything's free. The scene is fascination, man. Everything's for free. Till you wind up in some bathroom, overdosed and on your knees.
Give it up. Turn the ball loose.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, I'm Gonna Find a Cave from 45 Spider, written by Jimmy Radcliffe and Buddy Scott, and produced by Cleveland Audio. The band is Hadley, Nick, Ryan, Kevin, and Russ. It's the thing where their last name is Spider. Hadley Spider, Nick Spider, Ryan Spider, Kevin Spider, and Russ Spider. I'm making that up. I'm not sure that's true. Get it from ReverbNation.com/45Spider. 45 like the numbers, you know. Our cool song in the world this week, I'm Gonna Find a Cave. Not a bad idea, incidentally. Romance comes and goes, but the world keeps going round. From their third album, The Kink Controversy, written by Ray Davies and produced by Shel Talmy. Boom, boom, out go the lights. Yeah, it's a little romantic interaction from the greatest harmonica player that will ever live, but by all reports, not exactly Gandhi. That scar above his nose always kind of gave it away. Little Walter, Chess Records 1955, died in a street fight, so yeah, that's where that's at. Living in the USA from Michael DeBar, brand new single. He produced it. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. And Iggy Pop and James Williamson, Kill City. Originally from Bomp, yeah, Greg Shaw's label. Now on the new compilation, A Million in Prizes. Stoopy Sales, two sons, Tony and Hunt, are on that record. We got more chart busters on the way, baby. And they all have bullets.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't move.
Estás escuchando Little Steven's Underground Garage en Rock FM.
Si te encuentras deprimido, hay algo que el pirata puede hacer por ti. Presentarte a su barman.
Vamos a ver, yo me da por hacerme cantante de rock. Alguien me pone este tema, escucho al Mercury y me retiro.
Ni lo intento siquiera. Cada mañana de 6 a 10, rock y diversión en Rock FM con El Pirata y su banda. Somos Rock FM.
Thank you.
street. Willie and the Popo was a playing, bringing these fellas happy feet.
Sigues en Rock FM y estás escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. No sé si celebraste el día de San Valentín o no. Bueno, tampoco creas que quiero meterme en tu vida, pero ¿sabías que en China se conoce como la Noche de los Siete? Popularmente llamado como el Día Chino del Amor o el Festival del Doble Siete, se celebra en el séptimo día del séptimo mes lunar, acorde con el calendario chino. Eso sí, esa noche se puede contemplar el encuentro de dos estrellas, fruto del cual existen diferentes mitos en la tradición popular china. Este año se celebrará el 17 de agosto. En Bolivia, por ejemplo, el Día de los Enamorados se festeja el 21 de septiembre, en el primer día de la primavera. En fin, cada cual celebra cómo y cuando le viene en gana. Estamos llegando al final del show de esta noche, así que tampoco voy a enrollarme mucho más. Casi mejor dejo que lo haga Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
This just in. Shops in Saudi Arabia are nearing a deadline to ensure they are not selling goods marking Valentine's Day. Shops and other outlets, such as restaurants, are officially banned from marking Valentine's Day, in which lovers traditionally exchange cards and gifts. All shop displays, such as red roses, have to be removed by the end of Wednesday. A Saudi newspaper has written, "The authority for enjoining good and preventing evil has given retail outlets 3 days to rid themselves of Valentine's Day paraphernalia. Patrols have been organized to enforce the ban, and teachers have been instructed to warn pupils not to wear red, the color associated with Valentine's Day. Meanwhile, in India, Valentine's Day is becoming more popular among the young, and last year the Hindu Shiv Sena Party took part in violent protests against it, calling it cultural pollution from the West, burning Valentine's cards, and labeling the 14th of February a cultural invasion. A BBC correspondent in Delhi says police will be watching closely to make sure nobody kisses anybody or shows any signs of Western-style affection. Now this. We'll be right back.
me seeing Leo because you're jealous. Admit that you've got a heart, even though it may be small and feeble, and you can't remember the last time you used it.
If I'd known we were going to cast our feelings into words, I'd have memorized the Song of Solomon.
Maybe that's why I like you, Tom. I never met anybody made being a son of a bitch such a point of pride. Though one day you'll pay the price for it.
Okay, Bernie. But until then, let's get Stinko.
Let's do something else first.
I saw walking down the street. He jumped down, he knocked it off the feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Skinny kill that girl. Skinny kill that girl. Skinny kill that girl tonight. Skinny kill that girl. Skinny kill that girl. Skinny kill that girl tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, paused and still and skipped a beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight. Skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight. Night. When I saw her walking down the street, walked still and skipped the beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more. I saw a light on the street. He jumped and he knocked her off her feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight. Night. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight.
Be no more tempting of the woman by the devil and no banishment from the paradise on earth. It's got to be. A revolution of love is the positive answer. Banishment of war and the bomb is only a negative answer. And there have been revolutions of love before, accomplished always by some isolated individual like Casanova, Valentino, Sinatra. But now the intensity and the need is such that there are more than one. It's not a vain and self-centered thing, but it spreads.
My engine pumping steam, and I was grinding at you hard to fan. I was burning down the rail to heat the weight, hauling ass and riding up the track. And I laughed at the conductor who was telling me my coal would never last. When the fire in my boiler quit before I came, there ain't no empty cell, I need a gone damn train. Once was at a time when I could mama shave on dry and raise a fever when I was down ship. Waiting at the station with the heavy loaded sack, saving up and holding just to spit. Shooting a supply for my demon's eye, instead of waiting for time to hope I will. When the fire in my boiler up and quit before I came, there ain't no empty cell, I need a gone dead train. Yes, a gone dead
some jelly roll. There ain't no switch been made. Let a juicy lemon find a spring to run a dry well for. In the fire in my boil up and quit before I came. There ain't no empty cell, I need a gone dead train.
It's Mystery Date, the thrilling new Milton Bradley game of romance and mystery that's just for you. And you, and you, and you. Mystery Date, will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises, that's Mystery Date. Remember, Milton Bradley makes the best games in the world. So, girls,
open the door for your mystery date.
Get Mystery Date.
She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like
multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots. Lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
By the way, I understand people wanting to get, you know, violent if they're hanging around watching celebrity figure skating, things like that. That'll make you want to get right into that forensic lab and check out some blood and guts immediately. And speaking of CSI and homicide and law and order and criminal minds and numbers and bones and I don't know what else. Psychotic Reaction from the Count 5 sums it all up. That had to be on Double Shot Records, 1966. And a Valentine from the Ramones, Queen Style, You're Gonna Kill That Girl. From the Ramones, Leave Home. One of my favorite movies of all time was a flick called Performance. And the main song was Gone Dead Train, sung by Randy Newman and written by Jack Nitzsche, who did the whole soundtrack. And the legendary Russ Titelman. Very influential, that movie. If you haven't seen it, check that out.
T-shirt, The Beaches, the band wrote it. Jimmy Shaw and Emily Haynes produced it. Get it from thebeachesband.com.
John Lennon said he saw it on a bumper sticker and wrote Happiness is a Warm Gun for the White Album, 1968. Raise a glass, baby. Let's toast old St. Valentine, who gave his head so we could get some.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Hard Rock cafes, hotels, casinos, and the Seminole coolest Indian tribe ever for being our sponsor from day one. And I want to thank all of the Hard Rock employees around the world as we stop in and do our DJ thing when we're on the road. Nicest people in the world, in addition to the best food. And someday will be a rock and roll circuit. I'm never going to give up on that. We want to thank Premier Networks, our new syndicator, Julie Talbot, Rick Bucchietti, Tanya Juhasz, and Corey Neal. Forgive the pronunciation. I'll get it right eventually. And if you're in need of any guitars or amps or tambourines, go see Andy Babuke. I want to thank our, is intrepid the word? Or is that an aircraft carrier? Dennis Mortensen, who puts the show together every week in spite of the odds. Go to undergroundgarage.com if you've missed any of our last 750 shows. And Facebook and Twitter and at Stevie Van Zandt. You can talk to me personally. And thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
10 Entertainment.
Bueno, familia, celebradas o no el Día de San Valentín, espero que por lo menos esta noche hayas pasado un buen rato de radio. Hemos recordado un poco los orígenes mitológicos del Día de San Valentín, también esa masacre del Día de San Valentín en la ciudad de Chicago, amén de otras cositas. Nos encontramos, si te apetece, el domingo que viene a las 10 de la noche en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Yo soy Carlos Medina. Feliz semana. Buenas noches.